civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. There is precious little sign of heat relief for many in the southern tier of the country. Instead, there's advice on how to cope.
Some weekend highs. Death Valley, California, 126. Phoenix, 120. Tucson, 109. Excessive temperatures can bring on heat illness or heat stroke.
Heat stroke is the end of a continuum of heat damage that we experience.
The University of New Mexico's Dr. John Femling.
You get tired, fatigue, muscle sore.
To avoid heat stroke,
staying hydrated, wearing loose clothes that allow that airflow to go by you, staying out of direct sun in the shade.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Film and television industry actors have followed screenwriters right out the door of the big studios and onto the picket lines. Fran Drescher's president of the performers union, SAG-AFTRA.
One of the last things that I said in that negotiating room across the table was, so now you couldn't make a deal with two unions. Congratulations.
One police officer has died, two were critically hurt in a Fargo, North Dakota shooting in which the suspected gunman was also killed. A 59-year-old New York City architect stands accused of three long-ago killings in suburban Long Island, part of an unsolved series going back decades. His name?
Rex Sherman is a demon that walks among us.
Standing in front of some of the victims' family members, police and prosecutors detailed how they zeroed in on Huerman and arrested him at his Massapequa home late Thursday. They say they were able to pinpoint the radius where Huerman lived and worked based on cell tower pings from multiple burner phones.
That is correspondent Michael George in New York. The capital city of Mississippi has had a long-running water crisis, now running into years.
A federal judge in Jackson, Mississippi, has held a status hearing in a civil lawsuit against the city of Jackson and its ongoing water problems. The city's water system is now being run by an outside administrator, local activist Ronnie Crudup.
We're pleased about the third-party administrator and the money that's been allocated, but the community needs to be able to make its statements about things and get answers.
The city will get $600 million in federal money to repair its water system, which suffered a catastrophic breakdown last fall. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
There were multiple explosions at the Dow Chemical plant in Iberville Parish in Louisiana.
We looked up in the sky. The whole sky was lit up orange. And then we seen all like the chemical smoke right behind it. See, we all just left from back there. It's a terrible situation.
There have been no reported injuries, but there was a shelter-in-place warning. The Dow closed up 114 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a new website connecting Wisconsin family farms to local food pantries. As Mike Moan reports, both sides call it a win-win.
This month, a new directory went live where local producers can create a profile of their operation, including the types of food they grow. The online tool allows hunger relief organizations and meal programs to search for farmers who are given grants through a larger program to produce a certain amount of food to be donated. Forrest Humphrey is with the Wisconsin Farmers Union, one of the partners under the initiative. He says making these connections can open a lot of doors.
We're working with a lot of small farmers, folks who may just sell at the farmers market, who haven't had a lot of opportunity to expand to larger markets or to get their products out to more people. And I think this is a really great way for them to do that.
In turn, local food shelves can stock up on healthier options as they report high levels of demand, especially after federal pandemic food aid expired earlier this year. The broader initiative is called the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. The State Agriculture Department and a handful of other organizations also are involved in carrying out elements of the effort. And Humphrey says bolstering the production and delivery of locally grown food and getting it to those in need can help shield communities from economic trends beyond their control.
Connecting farmers with food banks, that's been a really good way to kind of avoid some of those larger supply chain disruptions that we saw during the pandemic.
He says having a more resilient local food system will put communities in a better position to withstand future market disruptions. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
July 15th, 2023. It was 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local. Well, actually, I'm coming to you recorded, but local, from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And here is a, with me today is a proud descendant of this suffragette heritage. And her office is right around the corner too, there in the Five Points. The company is called Work Hub. But the one brand she's really been driving these last few years and having a lot of fun with it is Wisco Mary. Mary Jane Sanchez, welcome. One of my dearest friends here in Waukesha. One of my oldest friends here in Waukesha. How are you?
I am amazing, Don, as always. Always a great pleasure to be with you and support local Waukesha.
Mm-hmm. Mary Jane, as many of you, is really nobody new to a lot of people listening. She has so many friends here in Waukesha. Born and raised in the Shaw. Born in Milwaukee, but moved here as a young child, I believe. A graduate, a 1977 graduate of Waukesha South High School. Go Black Shirts. Yep. And a proud mother of a Black Shirt child, a North Star child, right? And where did Michelle go?
West.
Man, so you covered all three bases.
Yes.
Holy cow. So
for different reasons.
For different reasons, sure. So, but... And they've all done extremely well. She's a wonderful mother, and also a very savvy entrepreneur who's also been really active in Waukesha life. And she's become a good friend of the civic media, growing civic media empire. She's recruited advertisers for the station, and she's also appeared on a couple of my shows making some announcements for some of the different groups that you're involved in. There's a woman's... executive or professional group you're involved in?
Women's Executive Network.
That's what it was. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I remember you came here. It was one of my first shows you came to promote a luncheon, I think. Was it at the Blair House?
Yes.
So I remember that.
We were there at the Blair House. And yep. I would say there was about 30 women that attended.
Sure. Wow. Very nice. So, and she was also, Mary Jane called me one day as I was building my my business. And she said, how'd you like to earn an extra $7,000 a year? And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, well, I just found out that the alderman in your district has announced he's stepping down, and why don't you run? And so she was a driving force behind my my political career, my rise and fall.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be, because that's how I ended up here at Civic Media. It really has been a blessing. But it's been a blessing to be your friend. And but there's one. Wisconsin's got a lot of traditions. Beer, cheese.
Sausage.
Craft beer, sausage, yes. How could I forget? Sausage. Packers, Badgers. And Bloody Marys. I mean, people love Bloody Marys all around the country, maybe all around the world. But Wisconsin, is it fair to say, is fanatical about Bloody Marys?
Yes.
So would you say that, Anastasia? Anastasia, our faithful engineer?
I would say so.
Absolutely. So.
Yeah, and I can actually prove that. I am a marketer, and one of the things I do is I find trending topics.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I went to the Google Trends, typed in Bloody Mary.
Okay.
And there it was, a shining light on the state of Wisconsin.
Very cool.
We are number one in the nation for the search term Bloody Mary.
Love it. Hey, and quick stop, because this is a great opportunity to promote what Civic Media across all of our stations around the state is promoting. Is the Civic Media Blood Drive, is that the correct name, Anastasia?
Yeah, I believe so.
So if you go to civicmedia.us/blood drive, you can learn more about how you can participate. We want to get a lot of blood donations so we can help a lot of people in need throughout the state. So many good reasons to give, and even good reasons for your personal health. I learned that there's a family predisposition towards, I'm going to murder this, is it hematomicrosis or hemochromatosis? But it results from having too much iron in your blood. And a good solution for that, without having to go into a lot of medication or any procedures, is just to give blood regularly. So that's I'm really grateful for this opportunity. And maybe Wisco Mary, that could be a great talk about cause-related marketing. Wisco Mary,
yes,
in the Civic Media Blood Drive.
So
is Jorge Reyna listening? Do we know? Oh, wait, it's recorded, so probably not. But Jorge, if it's Saturday morning, I'm going to connect you with Mary Jane. So
very good.
Yeah.
One of promoting is a big part of any type of business.
Okay.
And I reached out a couple years ago to the Great Lakes Hemophiliac Foundation, and they had one Bloody Mary event at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
And so they invited me to judge their event.
Okay.
And boy, did I have a great time.
Nice.
They had over 800 attendees.
Okay.
And they were all drinking Bloody Marys for 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
There is an admission ticket.
All right.
I could not believe how many people were in attendance.
Wow.
To that event.
That's neat. That's terrific. So, yeah, and that's a great we're going to also, with that time, before the first break, we're going to have Johnny Watermelon come in. Johnny and I were doing some homework tonight. Johnny, come here real quick. This is important. Johnny took some time out of his busy schedule, and he goes around the clock, this guy. Johnny will be partnering with me again on high school and college, our first college broadcast.
Hey, Don. Hi, everybody.
Radio. Yeah.
Hey, Johnny.
So how are you doing, Mary?
We're doing a little homework on we have this historic opportunity to broadcast Carroll University football. Carroll's Wisconsin's oldest university, and that's why they're called the Pioneers. And there is a great tradition going on, 2 winning seasons in a row in the Coach Mike Budashevsky era, Coach Buda. And so Johnny took some time out to meet me and just do a little bit of homework before we finally connect with they start camp in August as per the Division III rules. But, Johnny, what are some takeaways from some of the intel that we gathered tonight?
I got to tell you, some of those players specifically have some standout seasons going on there, and they're collectively coming off of 2 winning seasons. I think this could be a great year for them, don't you, Don?
I sure do. And not just 2 winning seasons, but the first back-to-back winning season since 1990.
Right on.
You know, it's really just like similar with South and North in high school football. It's been a long, dry stretch of losing seasons. And so competitive football's back here in Waukesha and with our state's oldest university. It's a really exciting brand of football, too. I was watching some highlights, including that overtime win against Augustana. It was really good, really exciting brand of football that they play.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. So
I can't wait
for it to get going.
Great. So, Johnny, I appreciate your time
absolutely.
And your talents. And I'm sorry I'll be missing you at the farmer's market this Saturday. But,
I'll
be
you know,
there.
Mary Jane will be there, so look for Johnny at the Walk Radio booth on Saturday. He's going to have a lot of smiles, some great stickers, and who knows, maybe a few other prizes. But also, talk to Johnny, too, if you want more information on the blood drive that's going on as well.
Sure, visit me down there when at the farmer's market.
So
give you all the stats.
Thank you for your gifts of community, John.
Yeah,
and friendship,
sure.
And
it's a pleasure to visit with you.
So
want to help out.
Sounds great. All right. Ready?
All right.
See ya!
See ya.
All right. So back with Mary Jane Sanchez. Mary Jane, like I said, my oldest friend in Evanston, one of my dearest friends. Johnny, one of my newest friends in Evanston, dear, but I feel like I've known him all my life. So, like, the three of us, man, we'll get along like a house on fire. So, and Johnny likes Bloody Marys, too. So, as a former bartender, too. So, we might have him stick. Cheers, we should make him stick around. Yeah. So, but a great sport, too. So, now, and yeah, I can't tell you how excited we are about Carroll football, and yeah, maybe we can introduce Wisco Mary at some of the they have quite a tailgate there. Believe it or not, they pack it in there.
I'm always at Schneider Stadium promoting Waukesha and of course Bloody Marys anywhere. But I do want to interject here. Back I can't remember what year, must have been 2014 at least.
Okay,
maybe 2013.
Sure,
Waukesha South was putting their turf in, and from grass to turf. And none of the schools had a football field.
Right.
So they were playing on Carroll's field for that year.
Yeah.
And so that was fun for the kids on Friday night to be under the big lights at Carroll.
Sure, sure. It was. I remember Catholic Memorial's home field for many years. There was a game against Muskego about, I think it was three seasons. And Muskego was the visiting team, so they, you know, there's no stands behind that visiting team. So they just lined up all these cars and lawn chairs, and Muskego was up 21-0. Catholic Memorial came back with like three straight touchdowns, like in the last like 5 or 10 minutes. It was really quite, and they decided to go for two, I think, to win it. Yeah, instead of just tying it, I think they decided, let's put them away here because it was either no time or very little time. And unfortunately for Catholic Memorial, Muskego stopped them. But anyway, everyone that was there on both sides said it was just an amazing game and an amazing atmosphere because, you know, it's a small stadium, but it's a beautiful stadium.
It is. A lot of tradition.
And a lot of tradition and a lot of fan support on college game days. But to also see a high school event there against two juggernauts and, you know, Catholic used to be in the Classic Eight and is still a juggernaut in football that a lot of fun was had there, and it is a great turf too. They, you know, they play lacrosse there as well. So, and I think they have soccer there. So, but anyway, one of the fun aspects of Mary Jane's job, of your job, is you travel the state in search of the best Bloody Mary or just different types of Bloody Marys and new twists on this legendary drink. And what was your most recent travel?
Well, first of all, I'd like to start and to. I'll answer that.
Yeah.
My most recent travel was yesterday.
Okay.
I took a couple friends because people always want to join me, and that's an open invitation.
All right.
People love to join. And we went to Barnacle Buds. Barnacle Buds is along the Milwaukee River, and it was the most beautiful, picturesque day. They have music. They have all the boats coming in, docking there, and it's just a nice getaway. A lot of people don't know where it is. It's kind of a local secret, and but they have not only Supreme Bloody Marys, but they have a Bloody Mary bar.
Wow.
And we, very cool, of course, matched that with oysters and shrimp cocktails and whatever else we had.
I love oysters. I can't remember last time I had them. But so we have less than about half a minute for the first break. When we come back, we're going to hear some more about Mary Jane's amazing travels around this beautiful state, as well as some Bloody Marys unique to those communities. As well as maybe a shout out to some of the favorite Bloody Marys she has here in Waukesha. No pressure.
Oh, yes. No,
so
pressure.
Lots to talk about as this week in Waukesha continues. Bloody Marys and the Civic Media Blood Drive. Can't get any better than that. Don't go away.
Don't just talk about it.
Talk about it.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really
palmetto
bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Yep! Hey, we're back listening to Waukesha, and appropriately enough, that's U2's Sunday Bloody Sunday. I was hoping to get the live Red Rocks version of that, but that'll do. No worries. So, appropriate for two reasons. One, because Mary Jane Sanchez is here, the founder of Wisco Mary, a promotional site celebrating the state's finest and most unique Bloody Marys. But also, on a more sober note, it's... this week, in particular, back in my native country, in the occupied Ulster province, is known as marching season. And Wednesday, July 12th in particular, is called Orangeman's Day, in which they celebrate the 1688 victory of William of Orange over the Catholic King James. And the Protestants in Northern Ireland celebrate by marching through Catholic neighborhoods, pillaging homes, spitting on the neighbors, hanging the Pope in effigy. So good stuff, you know. but no, since the Good Friday Agreement of the mid-90s, Ulster became a multinational state, and there were very tangible signs. In fact, I used to visit, when I worked there, I was visiting a cousin in Cavan and really didn't realize that Cavan's part of the Ulster province because there were no checkpoints. It was a multinational state, and there was a really... It was a time of peace and coexistence, but since Brexit has come into the picture, all of that, including the tensions of like the 70s and what was known as the Troubles, you know, preceding that, have reawakened. You know, the marching season continues, had continued throughout that time and even during that period of peace, but again, under the confines of the Good Friday Agreement, it was... You know, again, Northern Ireland was, you know, tourism had skyrocketed. There were some great signs of economic development, all the things that are conducive to a good society. But unfortunately, again, with the Brexit regime, a lot of that craziness and silliness has come back. And so just, you know, keeping all those people in my thoughts. But anyway, in this shorter segment, we want to spend some time with Mary Jane to talk about how she came up with the Wisco Mary concept. Mary Jane.
Well, Don, as you know, we all went through the pandemic in March of 2020, and while everybody else was making blueberry pies and cookies and cakes, I decided to build a website. We were all home for 6 to 8 weeks, yeah. And it's something that I always wanted to do, so I put my time to good use and built Wisco Mary. And after June came along, I was like, okay, I'm tired of being, you know, kind of a shut-in. I decided to travel to the farthest points possible in the state of Wisconsin because many of the bars and restaurants around this area were closed.
Right. Yeah. And so how can you, do you have a count of how many cities you've covered in your travels?
I don't have a complete account, but that's a great question. I should post it. But I would say 400 to 500.
Wow.
And so my
bars and communities bars combined,
and
communities
kind of. And restaurants. Sure. So I went all the way up to Superior,
wow,
to Cornucopia, even to the Apostle Islands.
Very
in
cool.
Search of the greatest Bloody Marys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is neat. What is? Do you have a criteria for what constitutes a great Bloody Mary? I know it's not fair to say what's the greatest Bloody Mary because there's so many different ways to make them. But what are you kind of setting your? What are Mary Jane's rules for what makes a great Bloody Mary?
Well, first of all, I do not judge them on the website. I'm really there to promote the location,
okay,
and tell about the atmosphere, what to expect, and how they make their bloodies.
Sure.
I have them make them exactly the way they want.
And you capture them on video, right?
I capture them on, sure, photography, video, and put them on the website.
Okay.
It's kind of like a Google review, but only with Bloody Marys.
Neat. That's fun. But again, people are crazy about Bloody Marys. And do you think there's a propensity to travel, you know, if they know that there are great Bloody Marys?
Well, the one beautiful thing about Wisconsin is all of the places to discover, all,
yeah,
the cities, all the communities. And why not do that?
Especially in summertime.
Right, on a Bloody, yeah, Mary day trip.
Sure.
So if you're in the area and you want to go to Sheboygan or, mm-hmm, up in Vilas County, you can go to the map, click on the county, and,
sure,
then explore the places that I've been to.
Okay. Really neat. Now, we think Bloody Marys, and especially in Wisconsin, you're thinking Saturday morning or Sunday morning, and you're doing that with breakfast at a bar. You'll go, you get a hangover burger or a really good omelet, or in many cases, the Bloody Mary is the meal, depending on what the
correct
the, what do they call it, the accoutrements or the what's whatever,
all the
garnishes. Thank you.
It's a garnish game.
Come on, Anastasia, help me out here. No,
garnish game.
So the garnish game. So, but yeah, what are your favorite pairings with your Bloody Mary?
I personally like to call my vodka, but there's so many variations. Besides vodkas, you can have tequilas, and that would be a Bloody,
right,
Maria, or you could have beer.
What are we drinking now?
We are drinking micheladas.
That's right. We are drinking, but it is 8:27 at night here, so that's
it
okay.
Is.
But Saturday morning, you know, if you're, for those of you listening in real time, it's Saturday morning, so, you know.
They're everywhere.
Get
They're
a Bloody Mary.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so.
any Thursday through Sunday,
yeah,
you just go to any bar restaurant. It doesn't have to be a bar. But,
okay.
And you look down,
sure,
all the tables across the whole restaurant.
Okay.
And there they are. They're filled,
sure,
with Bloody Marys.
Okay.
It's just a rite of passage,
but,
on the,
sure,
weekend.
But real quick, and like we have less than a minute, is there a favorite food, though, you have with a Bloody Mary if you're having it in the morning? Or,
oh,
are you just drinking
Bloody
Marys?
I like bacon.
There you go. Thanks. And even bacon as a garnish then, too.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic.
And candied bacon is very good.
Yes, no doubt. So, hey, when we come back from the break, we're gonna give Mary Jane a hard time, see if she can point out any good places in Waukesha for Bloody Marys, as well as some more stories of her travels and what you can learn on Wisco Mary. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A dangerous heat wave is baking much of the country. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson reports.
The hottest day ever reliably recorded in the U.S. could be this weekend in Death Valley. Now, the old record was 129. There is a chance that we get to 131.
UPS employees are girding for a possible strike. KOVR-TV's Dominic Garcia reports from Sacramento.
Negotiations have come to a standstill between employees and UPS. Workers are fighting for more full-time jobs and an end to forced overtime, as well as better health benefits and working conditions.
The Black Lives Matter movement is marking its 10th year. Campaign Zero co-founder DeRay McKesson says a lot has happened since then.
There have been some big structural wins. So you think about big police reform bill in Maryland. There are a handful of states that restricted or banned no-knock raids in the wake of the killing of Breonna Taylor.
BLM was founded after the acquittal of the man who killed Trayvon Martin. CBS News Brief.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays with WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy.
Come on, help me out.
You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry.
Keep this song playing, Anastasia. We're back this week in Waukesha. It's Father and Son, a classic from the artist formerly known as Cat Stevens, now Yusuf Islam. And I heard it today, and I just had to hear it over again. It's a beautiful song, and a good tribute to a friend of mine who, in addition to being a wonderful mother, was also a wonderful father to you. You are a single mother to three children, three amazing kids that have taken the world by storm. One in construction, another in hospitality, and another one in finance and real estate. But here, now turn this part up here, Anastasia. How can I try to explain sorry. Okay. Just had to get that out of the way. The game. But I wanted just, you know, going off topic for a quick second. I was marching in the 4th of July parade, and I get a call while I'm marching in the parade with the radio station I was with, James Santel, Earl Ingham, Johnny Watermelon. Kristen Bry couldn't be there, but she was over on the, she was on the loudspeaker, so she was there in spirit. That was fun. But my phone's ringing, and I can't pick it up, but I look, it's my brother down in Texas, and I'm like, why is he calling me on 4th of July? He's like, 4th of July down here is terrible because it's so freaking hot. And we recalled some wonderful 4th of July memories we had growing up in Western New York. And then the subject always goes to youth sports. He's got some prodigious children that are playing Division I sports and lacrosse at Stanford and Virginia, a daughter and a son, respectively. Wonderful. And actually, his son will be going to Virginia after he completes his senior in high school. Just an amazing kid. But we were talking about how youth sports has become the Jim Crow, the new Jim Crow, because it's a $17 billion industry, and you just can't. It wasn't like we were kids where you could pay $25 to be in Little League and still have enough money for, you know, freeze pops after the game. Now it's like $25 won't even get you a pair of socks.
Right.
And my brother added an interesting point. He'd 10 years earlier at a sporting event, he met a gentleman that played college basketball at the University of Minnesota. He was 6'8", big guy, and they were talking about and this guy was African-American. They're talking about, yeah, you don't see many people like me or kids that look like me playing youth sports. And it's a tragedy. And one wrinkle he added is that this new youth sports movement will result in less kids playing. You won't see many athletes with single parents, with single mothers. So you think of Pearl Washington, you think of all the great athletes, you won't see them at the collegiate or pro levels because, one, well, you need to afford, you need two incomes. You need coverage. You know, you need that other parent that can,
exactly,
cause you
that
can't,
can help,
especially when you have more than one child. Yeah. And so it's just really sad, especially someone like you that gave your whole life to your children and made a lot of these things possible. You know, Antonio's name's up on the wall at Waukesha South for the longest field goal, you know, and he almost made the Wisconsin football team and was courted by other college programs for kicking. And so, but, went to University of Wisconsin on an academic scholarship anyway and has done really well. Just an amazing young man. But, you know, doesn't that break your heart as an entrepreneur, as someone that did so much for your children, that now that it's even harder now?
It's also an opportunity for people to give back and to go out and help with the booster clubs and sponsor a child.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to give to organizations. It's always great, but sometimes if you can be involved to actually support a child, maybe mentor them for the 3-4 years during their sports, that will go a long, long way.
Yeah. So, you know, and as this broadcast is taking place, the very next day is the first day of contact days at Waukesha South Football. And if it's not too late, if you're interested, if football's in your blood and you want to give it a shot, and do not worry about affordability because there are parents out there in the South program that'll help with equipment and with really a lot of other needs. So definitely check out Waukesha South on Sunday the 16th, which would be tomorrow when this broadcast takes place. But let's return to Wisco Mary and your exciting project, Wisco Mary Jane. So you're about to tell me something about, is it your three favorite Bloody Marys?
Yes, that's the first question I get from everybody. What are your three favorite Bloody Marys? And you would think that they would be elaborate concoctions, but actually for me, because I love to cook, it's about the flavor.
Mm.
So there's the Depot Tavern in Caledonia. So that's the Racine, Kenosha
Caledonia
area.
Yes. Caledonia. Okay. Yep.
Yep. And then the gentleman there, his name is Farmer. And he was making a Bloody Mary for me, and he used Sacramento Bloody Mary mix.
Mm.
But then he brought out the peppermill, like the regular, you know,
like
prime.
You put on a salad. Yeah,
yeah,
way
exactly,
to reduce
the
yeah.
big peppermill.
Yeah, I love those.
And then he had a grater, and he had fresh Parmesan cheese, and he grated that into the Bloody Mary.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, simple yet very, very amazing flavor.
Sure, sure.
All fresh.
Yeah.
So that's the first one. Then trekking all the way up to Wausau, Wisconsin, there is a
Anastasia. Those are your digs. Yep, She's showing respect.
Oguawasa.
There you go.
Oguawasa. Yeah. And so you might know this place. It's the old railroad station, and it's called Time Keeper Distillery.
T-H-Y-M-E?
I think that's what it goes for.
Okay.
Well, across the street, there's a chef in a restaurant, and he has a garlic farm.
You're the one telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he ferments his garlic into black umami garlic.
Wow.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
Because you can get it at Newski's. I'm not doing an ad. But yeah. It's prepackaged. And so the distillery muddles their black umami garlic in their Bloody Marys. Oh, my
Sick.
Gosh. So amazing. Wow. Different flavor than you've had before. Very savory.
It's insane.
Yep.
We should get you on Kristen Bry, as goes Wisconsin, because this is good. She covers the whole state. So.
Oh, sure.
Terrific.
We might have to travel together.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she'd be all over that. That if they hurt, and Jane would have to come too, of course.
Of course.
I don't think Jane's afraid of a good Bloody Mary. Do you, Anastasia?
I am not a Bloody Mary fan.
Yeah, but what about you? Jane probably likes a good one, right?
Jane for sure does.
Sure. So
we'll have to wait a while on Kristen, though.
Yeah, that's right. She's she's in a family way, but they make good Virgin Marys. So.
They do. It's really about the flavor.
Yep.
But I do want to interject here. On the website, you will find breweries, distilleries, and then I call them cheeseries and meateries, so it all kind of rhymes.
Yeah.
Sing-songy. Because you're going to get hungry along the way, and you might want to explore the wonderful products that Wisconsin makes as well.
Right.
So my third favorite, and you'll appreciate this, Don, is over at the Kohler Center.
Mm. In Sheboygan?
In Sheboygan. There's a restaurant there. It is part of the Kohler Group.
Mm.
And the chef makes a puree.
Wow.
He makes a Thai curry blended
product,
in a chilled martini glass.
Okay.
And then he takes a shishito pepper on a skewer, and he takes that little flame blower out.
Wow.
And he lights that thing up and chars it and sets it right on top of that martini glass.
And that's a Bloody Mary.
And that's their Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary in a martini glass.
Yes.
Wow. That is new and different.
Yes, very different.
So
I have seen crazy things all around the state.
Yeah.
So when you go past La Crosse or Chippewa Valley and farther north, everybody's into Clamato.
I was going to say, there's been a little bit of a feud there.
Yes.
I'm a traditionalist. I want the, my dad would use VA. My dad made great Bloody Marys. Or even like the Major Peters. If that's still popular, but that was a great
popular
Bloody Mary mix. Yeah. But then there are those that like, I like the Clamato, and I it's okay for me. Like, I can live with it, but I'd rather just have the real, I'd rather hit my head on my forehead. I could have had a VA,
Right.
Like the commercials.
And if you're vegan, you will not be using
Clamato. Yes.
Right.
Sure.
Because it has the clam seafood flavors to it.
Sure.
But then, Don.
Yes.
What are the most spectacular Bloody Marys out there?
Yeah.
I attended Smashed on the Rocks in Algoma, Wisconsin.
I've been to Algoma.
Yes.
WS Packaging was a customer of mine back in my packaging media days. Okay.
They have this, it almost looks like it would be fireworks.
Yeah.
So they have Bloody Mary in the glass, and their Bloody Mary is like $25,
$27.
Sure,
sure.
That doesn't matter.
But yeah.
It took me an hour and a half to get through it.
Wow.
Hour and a half.
Because it was so big, or because
it had so many places, things on it. So boiled eggs. I've even seen, not in this place, but quail eggs colored and dyed.
I love quail eggs.
And put in their Bloody Marys.
Very cool.
There is, of course, everybody knows Sobelman's, the great Sobelman's.
Yeah, I've had some really good Bloody. They live up to their billing, in my opinion,
yes,
the one here.
And that they became famous when they did the Food Wars.
Okay.
Back a number of years ago.
Sure.
With the Twitter bar.
Okay.
And so they're very famous for that.
Very cool.
There is a place actually in Watertown at Buffalo Mary's.
Yeah.
And they put like Twinkies.
Wow.
Twinkies on their Bloody Marys.
Oh, I don't know about
donuts
that.
And everything else. They change it every week.
There was a bakery in New York that made homemade Twinkies. I always wanted to try like that. I'd be willing to try. But so dessert in the Bloody Mary. That's kind of a contrast. I was going to ask, too, because every good Bloody Mary here in Wisconsin comes with cheese. Like, there'll be a block of cheese, or there'll be string cheese, different types of cheeses. Is that unique to Wisconsin because of our cheese heritage, or have you found cheese at Bloody Marys at other states?
I found them all over, but of course we had the smorgasbord of cheeses around, you know, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I actually like the strings because they're fun to eat, like, sure. like spaghetti.
Yeah.
So that's fun. But here is what is unique to Wisconsin, mm-hmm. a beer chaser. Mm-hmm. And there, when I was young, when we were young.
Very true.
There were pony beers, the little tiny 9 ounce the little, you know, beers.
My dad used to get those, the Miller, the High Lifes.
And they're not around so much anymore.
Right.
But Rylander still has them. And so does Corona and a couple other companies.
Yeah.
But mostly people will serve the beer chasers with your bloody.
There was a bar in St. Francis that was called Shorty's. It's not there anymore. It used to be McHugh's, that location. It was right near the railroad tracks. But Shorty's had beer cases across from the bar with different selections of the 9 ounce, you know, the ponies. And that's where the name came from. So, but I don't know what their Bloody Marys are like. How's it usually there for late night? But anywho.
So back to the Micheladas.
Yes. That was good. Thank you. I just finished one.
Micheladas are only.
We have to go to a break soon so I can have another. But anyway.
Sure. No, I'm just kidding. Micheladas, and if you don't like to drink, you know, vodka, or if you want to do a lighter fare.
Right.
If you add the beer to your bloody, mm-hmm. the beers are only 4 or 5%, maybe right. with some higher content.
Yeah.
You can drink them all day long.
Gives a little zing to it, which is neat. But is there really a difference in vodka? Could you use your rail vodka and it'd be just as good as if you used, you know, one of your higher end, you know, Chopin or Kettle One? Or
here's the thing. When you make vodka, actually any alcohol, mm-hmm. it's made in a vat. And the sediments go to the bottom, and the poisons float to the top. So the the premium stuff siphons those two things off.
Wasn't there a similar warning about our water in the country? Yeah, so anyway.
And so the premiums give you the heart and the best part of the vodkas.
Okay.
And or any other alcohol.
Sure.
But the rail, you're kind of getting whatever they right. decide.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like one of the golden rules in mixology, and I tended bar, was that you could get away with any good rail drink for if you're just having a cocktail.
Correct.
But if you're doing a straight, a neat, or whatever that is, or a martini, you want to go higher. You want to go to the shelf and find, you know, top shelf or whatever that is. And the one exception was like with Irish coffees that you'd want a Tullamore Mardu or a Jameson because it still tastes great. It just makes the drink. But you're saying it's the same for Bloody Marys then?
Yes. So here's
go to the top.
Here's the thing is I like a little bit more citrus and Worcestershire.
Sure.
Everybody say
I do
that.
Too, yeah.
Worcestershire, everybody say yeah. that. in my Bloody, but I don't ask for that. I have sure. them make it their way.
Yeah.
But that citrus just really crispens the
sure.
tomato juice.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Sugar. If you have a vodka that's corn-based, it is a little sweeter,
okay.
and it will make your bloody very nice.
Wow, that is a great. Thanks for sharing that. That's terrific. So about 20 seconds, we're going to go to another break here. When we come back, though, we are going to focus on Waukesha because this week in Waukesha, let's find out some of the great bloodies here in Waukesha with Mary Jane Sanchez of Wesco Mary. Don't go away for the final segment. We will be back.
And I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Clouds like a gambling lens, and I am a breathless over you.
Hey, we're back this week, Watch Shaw. And this is Breathless from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And it goes out to my beautiful wife, Melissa, as we celebrate our 13th wedding anniversary on Wednesday, the 12th. We had to celebrate on Tuesday, the 11th, because Wednesday we are on our way to Bettendorf, Iowa, where our daughter and her teammates from the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes will be representing in a tournament there in the Quad Cities. But, yeah, beautiful song, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. And, again, it goes out to the great love of my life, Melissa, because I am breathless before her. And any fans of Spring City, Tom Hockel, the owner, there's a I think an uncanny resemblance. And I told him this, so there's no that it was an uncanny resemblance between him and Nick Cave. And I mean that as a compliment, because I think Nick Cave's really cool. Any of you Peaky Blinders fans, a lot of that music, including the kind of the title track, is a Nick Cave song. But the premiere of episode of season 3 is that song Breathless, and it's when Tom marries the girl from the he marries the girl from Northern Ireland that was an undercover cop, and they fall in love. And anyway, it's just amazing, beautiful song. Listen to it sometime in its entirety. You'll hear it towards the end of the show. But we've got to talk to Mary Jane Sanchez about what's going on with Bloodies in Waukesha here. What are the ones we should look out for? And, you know, what any great stories?
Well, first, I want to congratulate both you and Melissa. I just love Melissa. She is also such a great friend of mine. And
thank
I
you.
Admire the two of you and your bringing up of your family.
Thank you.
So you have an accomplished family as well.
Thank you. That means everything. So, and yeah, you know, she's my rock, and we're going to be having dinner. The Tuesday dinner is going to be at Tofty's, which we've been going there probably the last couple of years now on anniversary. And Tuesday night, we actually, our seats are at the bar. You know, they're always, you got to book weeks or days in advance to go there.
Right.
So real compliment to Christina and Chef Jason. They do a wonderful job there.
They do.
And so really, you know. It's great to live here in the Shaw and celebrate our life together, you know. And actually, it's our 13th wedding anniversary, but it is 11 years that we've been here in Waukesha, and our kids love it here. Our family, so we love our neighborhood. So
great community.
Yeah. So let's talk Bloodies in the Shaw.
Okay. Well, first of all, anybody that goes to the farmer's market, it's just a very short jaunt across the street to Hannon's fine food and cocktails. So usually they have a board out front, and it says $4 Bloody Marys. So don't completely quote me.
Yeah.
But every time I go there, they're $4, and they're absolutely delicious.
Wow.
And Jose is the one that usually makes them for me.
Okay.
Now we're going to stretch out a little bit, and I go to the Neighbors Bar and Grill, just on the very outside.
They have great service, and the menu is amazing.
The menu is
fish fry too
amazing.
Is outstanding.
But their Bloody Marys are in a very tall, almost a horned, a glass that's so very tall. And they serve celery in their Bloody in very few places.
I love. My dad always did that.
You serve it with celery anymore, but it cleans the palate.
That was the standard, and that's why you did it.
Yep. And that's why you did it. And I'd like to see more bars and restaurants bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
And celery is cheap. So
yeah.
So there's
and
that.
You like
shout
that crunch
out.
Too.
Exactly.
So
then, of course, I'd be amiss if I didn't mention the destination.
Really?
The destination is there on Main Street.
Sure.
Right.
Near Jimmy's Grotto, right?
Yes, over by Jimmy's Grotto. So. And so Destiny there, the destination, that's her place. And she's known for making amazing Bloody Marys.
Fantastic. And what makes them amazing?
It's the mix, but they put shrimp in there.
Oh,
they
cool.
Put cheese. They put
now, that's
the,
a good match.
Yes.
That's a good that makes sense. Not Twinkies, but.
Right. Yeah. But they also put the dilly beans in there, the
very cool.
Hot dilly beans.
Okay.
And it's just the flavor. She's just been a whiz at that for many years. But a quick note is that used to be the Hook and Shell back when my father used to go to that bar.
Wow.
And in those days, a Bloody Mary was a michelada. It was just beer with tomato juice. And it's really grown and come a long, long way since those days.
Sure, sure.
At that same location.
Yeah.
Then also Wonder Tap, just as you're coming into Waukesha.
Yeah.
I think a year or two ago, the bartender said, Mary Jane, look at this. We've got Bloody Mary on the tap.
Where's Wonder Tap?
It's as you're coming into Waukesha by the quarry.
Okay.
And it's Wonderland Tap.
Oh, Wonderland Tap. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry if I misspoke
about
that.
Is that where Ken Hollob's daughter's the bartender?
Yes. Darcy.
So Darcy, yep.
Yeah, and she's the one that pointed out that they had the Bloody Mary mix on the tap.
On the tap. I've seen that. And are you okay with that, or is that kind of selling out?
Well, normally I would say it's selling out, but I tasted it, and it was actually good.
Sure.
Since then, it's no longer on the tap.
Okay.
But while
it's an art form, though.
It is.
People, yeah.
I completely agree. I want mine handmade.
Yeah.
It's just, to me, it's made for me.
Yeah. I mean, I may sound sacrilegious, but, like, old fashions are huge here in Wisconsin, and because people drink so many of them, all the bars have mixes. But as a former bartender, I loved... except when it was busy, but I loved making that old fashioned. It was an art form. There was a lot that went into it. A lot of muddling and a lot of, you know, the pack of sugar, the chair. I mean,
right.
People loved it. You know, it was part of the entertainment.
That's it. I was just going to say.
But you don't get that in Wisconsin. Very few play, if any, because of the volume
of ones that they serve.
Old fashions that you get here. Yeah. Especially the brandy old fashions.
So people ask me all the time, why don't you do an old fashioned website? And I'm like, nobody poses with their old fashions, but they sure as heck pose with their Bloody Marys.
Yeah. You know, there's something about it. You know, my mom drank old fashions, and I think it was a acceptable way for a woman to drink whiskey. I think that's why it was made, because I've tried, and these are the whiskey old fashions. Not a fan. Like something, you know, but
I'm a bourbon. Actually, or Manhattan. So.
Okay.
I'll go that route.
Manhattans and old fashions. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yep.
So I want to add at least two more.
But you could do a Manhattan up shaken.
Yeah,
and that's an alcohol drink.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
press so that you don't have as much sugar.
Sure.
For some of those people, at least two more shout outs.
Yep.
That would be Magellan's. Magellan's makes a mean Bloody Mary as well, and then also, let's see, who else am I thinking about? Fuzzy's has always
Fuzzy's.
Done that. In the,
okay, we've got less than a minute.
Okay, and let's see, and I'll take it from there. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're just going to have you back on the show sometime soon, Mary Jane. Maybe as we get into the cold season when, because those Bloody Marys are great on a cold or crisp fall or winter morning. So, but I thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning, even though it's dark out in our alternative reality. Thank you, Anastasia, for putting in this extra time. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Please remember safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
See ya!
Steal your soul, for still the final love is true, and I am a breathless without you.
Ugh.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.